Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Also in the tribal, what happens, like if you look at the tribes, what would happen is inside those tribes, there would be the young bucks, or the young guns that got tired of being subservient to the wishes of the chief. And they said, well, hey, I'm not going to be subservient to the wishes of the chief. Forget that. I'm going to go out on my own. I'm going to start my own tribe. And this is where we get the aggressive system, people moving from that tribal system into value. So moving from values level 2 to values level 3 would be those young bucks inside the tribe saying, hey, I'm not going to, no, forget it. I'm going to be my own chief. And the aggressive system, if you think of values level 3, I think the best way to think of values level 3 would be to think like Rambo. Like Sylvester Stallone, Rambo, all the Rambo movies would be values level 3. Rocky would be values level 3. Fighting for, you know, the most powerful that survives. You can think of any, the conquerors of the world, like Alexander the Great, or you look at even Saddam Hussein, a dictator that uses aggression to get where they are for power, would be a values level 3. Hitler would be values level 3. Napoleon, values level 3. He's probably got some 3 in him. But he's actually going to be more values level 4. Values level 3, although he's got some values level 3 in him for sure. Values level 3 would be like the guns in the Old West would be the fastest gun in the Old West. And they'd walk in and, you know, you hear about the guys that shot a guy just for snoring. Remember that old Time Life book commercial? He once shot a man just for snoring. You know, that would be values level 3. That would be the power hungry. That would be very power. Somebody that was not necessarily in the business for the money, they were in it for the power and just the power. Yeah, that would be. But now you could be in it for power, yet not be only values level 3. Right? So that's not just. Power is not only reserved to values level 3. Power could appear in the other values levels as well. But the person who is willing to step on anybody and get to the top and kind of, you know. Madonna was values level 3. She's got a lot of 3 in her. She was willing to do whatever it took, and it didn't matter who she had to screw over to get there. That's values level 3. Material girl, which would be 5, and we'll get to that. But what happened was, like, the progression from values level 3 to 4, might ask what causes somebody to move from that system of thought to the 4 system. It was kind of like the gunslingers in the Old West. Like they might find that after a while there were all the young bucks that were shooting after them. And when they're getting a little older and they're getting a little tired and they're going, hey, I'm tired of this. And what they would do is they'd band together for safety once again, which is kind of a resurgence of values level 2. It's a response to, hey, we can't do this forever. And what they do is they create laws, and they say, in this town, we've got laws. So that old gunslinger maybe becomes the sheriff, and they put in place laws, and they put in place order and systems to keep those young bucks in check, the young bucks like they once were. So they create jails, and there's laws, and there's right things to do, and there's the wrong things to do, and if you break the law, you go to jail. And that's values level 4. Values level 4 is very dichotomous in its thinking. Things are black or white, right or wrong, good or bad. It's a very dichotomous thinking values level. The Catholic Church emerged in the values level 4 thought system, as well as communism, as well as some forms of Christianity, as well as Islam. Most of the major religions are values level 4. Yeah, so there's one way, the only way. There's a little bit more of rigid thinking inside the values level 4 thought system in terms of this is the way it is, this is the order, this is the natural progression of things. By the way, as we go through these values levels, what we'll see is that each values level is also a response to the first. So the odd number of values levels, 1, 3, 5, and 7, are what we call expressive values levels, where they're more egocentric values levels for the self, where they're looking for self-expression. That would be the odd numbers. Where the 2, 4, 6, and 8, or the even numbers, would be sacrificial values systems, where it's more about the we, the group. So the importance is where is the locus of control and where is the locus of power? So for the sacrificial value systems, the locus of control and power is in the group. Something bigger than myself, something more than myself. Whereas in the... Yeah, I, we is how it goes. So the expression, the other value systems would be called expressive value systems, where it's more about the self, the individual.
So which odd is
self-expressive? Odd is expressive, self-expressive, and the even are sacrificial.
So it's in the values test.
That's what it said in your values test, yeah. So now in the system, and by the way, in the expressive, it's kind of like rewards now. You're going out to get your rewards now. So in the survival, it's like, hey, I'm going to get my rewards right now. In the aggressive, it's like, hey, I'm gonna fight for my rewards and I'm having them now. Nobody's going to tell me to be part of the group. Or I'm going to go, you know, kick butt on this guy and I'm going to build an empire and I'm going to have it right now. In the sacrificial value systems, in the tribal value system, for example, they say sacrifice yourself for the good of the group, for the good of the whole, and we're subservient to the wishes of the chief. Whereas in the values level number 4, which is more systemic, in values level 4, they're saying, like in the corporate world, it would be sacrifice now for the gold watch at the end. So the reward is the gold watch. You know, you sacrifice now, you put in your time, and in values level 4, you're sacrificing you're doing it for duty. So values level 4 is more about duty. It's the right way to do it, and you're going to do it for duty. And you're sacrificing now. Oftentimes there's a higher power involved in values level 4, so you're sacrificing now for the reward of the afterlife. So you sacrifice now, you get your reward when you go to heaven. Or you sacrifice, that's kind of like in Islam, you sacrifice now, so you go out and you do jihad or whatever, and I'm not saying that's all Islam, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying in the extremists, you say, okay, sacrifice now, go do jihad now, so that you get the everlasting afterlife. Same thing with Christianity. You sacrifice now for heaven afterwards, for the afterlife. In the business world, it's sacrifice now for the gold watch at the end. And you do it for duty and honor. Then what happens is, now, by the way, each system has its benefits and it has its drawbacks, right? So in the survival, they were off on their own. Their drawback was that it was hard to survive. In the tribal, their drawback was, you know, they were people that just didn't want to be subservient. They wanted to move forward. In the aggressive, they found that, hey, you could only be aggressive so far for so long because there's always going to be a bigger kid on the block. Right? In the systemic, then, you get into that type of systemic thinking where they say, okay, we're going to put in rules, structure, the rule of law. That's kind of like also, by the way, the shift from aggressive to systemic would be like in Camelot, if you ever the old stories of King Arthur. The shift from might is right to might for right when he created the round table and he said, hey, we're going to have the rule of law. We'll rule here. So that was, they were shifting from the knights were going out there beating everybody up to the knights, you know, might for right. Let's do something good with all this power. That was shifting into values level 4. The challenge with that in values level 4 is that you have people, young bucks, once again, rising up to the system that say, hold on a second. You're telling me to wait for my gold watch and I get it when? 25, 30 years, I get my gold watch? Forget it. I'm going to go start my own business. Right? Then you get... and by the way, when that happens, when the young buck does that, if you have a system, and oftentimes there's power hungry people inside the system that are leading that system, so it's the person that was actually a values level 3, so the values level 3 leader is running a level 4 organization, and all they want is power. That values level 3 person and the system will attempt to knock the young bucks down. And they go, hey, you can't do that. And they'll do everything they can to keep that young buck down. But the young buck says, forget about it. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go do it.